bouncing all over the globe talking about what's going on turns some people off. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. See, the reason we're talking about stories in Turkey, Burkina Faso, and Nepal is because they're actually prayer needs. And when God answers, it's a big deal, right? Well, here's the first one. If you've ever gotten a death threat, you know it's kind of a big deal, especially when it's coming from a group like ISIS. According to International Needs, 15 Turkish pastors just received theirs. International Needs' Rodi Rodehaver.
These threats are against Islamic background converts to Christianity. ISIS wants to make an example of them and are threatening to do just that.
International Needs is bringing the seriousness of the situation before the Turkish parliament.
What we're praying is that, one, that these pastors will be protected. Two, we're praying that this will be an opportunity for the Christian church to speak out and to share with the rest of Turkey that they, along with the Muslim population, in a republic, have freedom of religion.
So would you pray with them? And Burkina Faso's under new management, again. The military kicked out the interim government on Thursday, nearly a year after the last coup, and just about a month before the next presidential election. And there's been fighting. Uncertainty breeds fear, and that's had an impact on Compassion International. Spokesman Tim Glenn says,
Compassion has temporarily suspended our operations at our field office and many of our implementing church partners throughout Burkina Faso in the wake of the civil unrest in the capital city of Ouagadougou.
Compassion works with 190 church partners, helping more than 50,000 children in Burkina Faso. The impact is more than just physical. It's also emotional and spiritual. Put yourself in their situation right now.
For these families, they're terrified right now. They're afraid to go out into the streets. Please pray for safety. Please pray for calm and for peace. Please pray that the situation will resolve quickly and that it would work out in a way that doesn't endanger any children or any of our staff.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A recent matter that was resolved was the Nepal Constitution. We've told you that religious fundamentalists wanted to make the country a Hindu nation, and because of that, protests broke out. But voters recently decided to make Nepal a secular state. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohanan.
What does it mean for God's work? I think this is an answer to prayer, and God is going to continue to use his people to help people understand the love of Christ.
So that's great news. And while Christians are celebrating their religious freedom, Hindu nationalists have broken out in protest and attacked two churches. Just to be on the safe side, GFA partners have closed temporarily.
The church can exist there legally, but persecution and problems and some other things possibly will always be there.
Please join GFA in praying that God would grant peace and keep Christians strong. And believers in Ukraine and the Middle East are asking for the same thing. Indigenous believers are remaining in Iraq to share Christ while refugees flee. In the Ukraine, local churches are taking in war victims. The Jesus Film Project is finding that the violence often creates openness to the gospel, so they're desperately trying to reach refugees as well. They're doing this through DVDs, SD cards, and other media, but that can be kind of expensive. So would you pray that God would provide? And children in the U.S. may not suffer the trauma of war, but they need just as much love and safety as everybody else. And through the effort of a Kansas attorney, they're finding that. Bethany Christian Services recently aired an interview with 86-year-old Gene Balloon. He's providing legal representation for families looking to adopt, and he's found a loving home for more than 1,000 kids. Wondering how you can do the same? Well, keep listening to find out how. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for your world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every day for free. Just go to missionnews.org and look for the link. The daily email features pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.